"You forget that we know nothing of all this," said Holmes quietly. "We have not heard your story, and we cannot tell how far justice may originally have been on your side."
"Well, sir, you have been very fair-spoken to me, though I can see that I have you to thank that I have these bracelets upon my wrists. Still, I bear no grudge for that. It's all fair and above board. If you want to hear my story, I have no wish to hold it back. And what I say to you is God's truth, every word of it. Thank you. You can put the glass beside me here, and I'll put my lips to it if I am dry. I am a Worcestershire man myself, born near Pershore. I dare say you would find a heap of Smalls living there now if you were to look. I've often thought of taking a look round there, but the truth is that I was never much of a credit to the family, and I doubt if they would be so very glad to see me. They were all steady chapel-going folk, small farmers, well-known and respected over the countryside. Well, I was always a bit of a rover. At last, however, when I was about 18, I gave them no more trouble, for I got into a mess over a girl, could only get out of it again by taking the Queen's shilling and joining the Third Buffs, which was just starting for India.